is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Brandon. I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark Christmas movies, and this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
How you guys doing?
Tuesday.
I love Tuesdays. Tuesdays are one of my favorite days of the week.
Oh, I feel good about it.
So just recently, this is actually true, they just announced most popular day of the week.
And you're going to tell me that it's Tuesday?
No.
Okay.
But it's not last anymore.
Wow. What's last now?
Mondays.
Yeah. I can't believe Mondays. What survey was this that you were just, when you say they just announced it, who is they?
Mondays are the worst.net.
Mondays are the worst.net. Yep. And their original results had Tuesday as the worst.
Yep.
Really painted yourself into a corner with that name, didn't you, Chief?
Here's some, you guys don't know this. I know how to do domain searches and like look up backgrounds.
You know how to do domain searches.
Yes. And what I found is that they change their domain name every time they do a survey.
Okay.
So they haven't always been Mondays.
So what were they when, and I hate to ask this, what were they when the survey said Tuesday was the worst?
Tuesday was the worst.net.
Okay.
Why did you ask?
But you said they changed. Never mind. It's not important. I'm glad Tuesday's not the worst day anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Monday now because you had to listen to over an hour of Deck the Hallmark yesterday. Gee,
just another day, man. Just another day.
Another day, another dollar.
Man, it feels really good to be here in the studio today with my boys here in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah, Greenville.
You know, guys, I was walking downtown over the weekend.
Man,
what so a beautiful weekend it was, first of all.
Dude, perfect weather.
Perfect
weather. That suspension bridge out there.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the best view.
It was just, walking down Main Street, just loving every second of it. I think we can all agree we're blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
Oh, for sure.
Yep.
Blown away by the response of the book. So many kind reviews and people that have reached out and said, hey, the book's so great. So
please
they get everybody who's bought a copy.
On the Amazon and the Goodreads.
That's exactly right. And it's like deals going on left and right. Like, hey, buy this book, you get four free or something. I don't know.
It's wild.
One for four.
Two for four.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. We're going to be at Christmas Con.
Yeah, we are.
We finally bought the tickets.
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday
and
Sunday.
We're going to be at Christmas Con all day Sunday.
Yes.
Saturday we'll be there basically from like noon to it closes.
Yeah.
Right? Noon to 6.
Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, let's say noon to 6.
Okay, sure.
1 to 6 to be safe. Noon to 6. We should be there before noon.
And if you're a double decker and you're there, let's party.
What if we all go eat afterwards, all the double deckers?
I would really enjoy that.
What about a
Cheesecake Factory?
Double decker
at the Cheesecake
trip
Factory.
To the Cheesecake Factory after con closes.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, if you're not in for that, double deckers, like, I don't even know if we can still be friends.
I'm getting cheesecake.
And when we say Cheesecake Factory, understand we don't think that's the pinnacle of food, but
it's a tradition.
It's a tradition, one, two. Edison, New Jersey, not exactly known for like, you know.
The diner's closed.
The diner will be closed at that point, which is Panda's favorite restaurant in the world.
I cannot wait. They have a baller sub there. I've been thinking about this. It's a shame I'm going up on just a Saturday. I would go for a Friday.
We're
going to
be there Sunday, too.
It is.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It doesn't matter. All days of the week. I love that diner.
What you're saying is you love that diner no matter what day of the week it is.
Yeah, I would definitely.
That's how most people are about food.
Are there restaurants that you only like?
Man, I love Rockies, but not on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm.
I will say something that is not that is true. I feel like it's like a joke online. Like, oh, I always crave Chick-fil-A on Sunday. Like that could be like the one case, you know, something like that where they're closed on a day, and then you're like, I don't know. You guys know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that the sub's there. Every day I could have that sub.
It's a fine. It's a fine sub.
So people in the Double Deckers who you can watch live on the Facebook chat have comments and questions about this Cheesecake Factory idea. We're serious, by the way. Like, we're not just...
All I'm saying is we're going to the Cheesecake Factory regardless.
We're
going
to go Saturday night, and wouldn't it be awesome just to
if
have...
If y'all came along.
I mean, you know, how many people were talking? It can't be that
we gotta
many.
We got to get a table? In Edison?
I mean,
you get a long boy.
You probably got to call ahead. Stretch.
Do they do the call ahead at the Cheesecake Factory?
I think for us they would. We're big time.
Tell them that DTH sent us.
And we're not buying. I want to be very clear. we would love to go to eat with you, though. I mean, that would be wonderful. I mean, how many are we talking? I mean, if we got 20, I don't think they do a table. If there's like six or seven double deckers,
I don't know how many there are.
I mean, I feel like the 10 of us could all go eat, right?
Yeah.
10's easy.
Yeah, and Mickle said he's coming.
Mickle's coming.
Yeah, Mickle's coming.
Okay, well, people probably won't want to eat with him.
Is Clammy coming?
Daniel Higgins asked, is attendance at the con necessary for the Cheesecake Factory? Higgins, I remember this. You were at the con last year.
Yeah.
We talked, and then you became, I believe, a double-decker afterwards. So I know that you live close by.
Higbones, can you come?
No. Higbones, get in on this.
Come on.
Get in on this Cheesecake Factory.
Let's cheesecake.
I love it.
Let's cheesecake. To cheesecake. All right, now that we got that out of the way.
To cheesecake,
everybody. Oh, my God.
How about DTH picks up the cheesecake for everybody?
That doesn't do me any good. Somebody who doesn't like cheesecake.
I'm plotting DTH what cheesecake. What cheesecake should I get?
DTH is picking up the cheesecake. You come to the double deckers.
I'm serious. Dinner. What cheesecake should I get? It's not too early for me to start plotting this.
It is too early. It is 100% too early.
We're within a month. It's safe.
Thank you, Brad.
What if the flavors change? What if you pick and they're not there when you get there?
Oh,
I will say this: you have a hard time.
It stresses me out.
It overwhelms.
There's nothing that stresses me out more than that cheesecake menu.
Then you're like, you look at me like, what are you getting?
I'm sorry.
And I always go with whatever you get.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to be my own boy this year.
Nothing stresses you out more than picking cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory.
It causes a fair amount of anxiety.
Okay. But there are things that stress you out more than that.
Lisa Ferrone just pointed out that if we go to Cheesecake Factory, we'll miss the Paul Green, Alicia Witt, and Jen Lilly concert. So that's the choice you have to make, and that's fine. Listen, you know, we're not staying for that concert.
We're going to watch a movie after that, too. Why don't we'll do the whole night together.
We got to watch a movie, too. You guys want to stick around and watch us record? I don't care.
We should ask for a room.
A conference room. But we're at the Holiday Inn Express about 5 miles away.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah. That place we stayed last year, no rooms. And then the other place.
And then the other place
was the Sheraton, and it was going to cost like three times as much. It's literally like a 10-minute drive, and it's real close to the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, well, that's why we made the decision. And the movie theater.
Yeah. You can eat cheesecake and then watch a movie with us and watch us record it if you want to do that.
If that's how you want to spend your time. Guys, My Family Christmas Tree originally aired on November 13th, 2021, and it went a little something like this. Meet Vanessa. She loves giving people gifts secretly before they show up at work. She also loves putting families together. One night, she gets the results of a DNA test to show her family tree. And, oh man, she has a dad that she didn't know about.
We have some news for you.
And
hello, it is DNA's R Us, and your father is nearby. You should go check him out. I'm sure he would love it.
Thank you. Well, I'm sure we won't hear from you again.
No, absolutely not. It's going to be smooth sailing from this point forward.
Wonderful. So she does some light Facebook stalking, discovers he has an entire family. His name is Richard. His social security number is 535. And she slides into his DMs. He calls her and they meet up at a big Christmas tree, and she tells him that she spent the majority of her life in foster care, that her mother died when she was 9, and she never knew her father, never knew who he was. He invites her to spend Christmas weekend with him and the family, and it's like, hey, you can catch a ride with a family friend named Chris. Now, I know you may be concerned, but he is very good looking. He's been an honorary part of our family for his entire life. I served with his dad when his parents passed, started spending Christmas with us, you know the thing. So they get in the car, they stop for coffee. Tyler Hines shows up, takes a little order of coffee, brings him the case. It's very nice of him to do that. And then they make it to the house. And they apparently hadn't told the kids. I don't know, but the kids weren't super pumped about her being there, being another daughter to compete for the love of the father.
The love of the father. What movie are you watching?
Kiss my ring. Richard and his wife are doing, they're trying to make Vanessa feel involved, feel like she belongs. And Richard wants her to be okay because of the fact that, you know, the daughter and everything. They start to talk, and she says some things that make him confused. Like, maybe Vanessa's not my daughter. But Chris brings up the fact, the DNA test. The DNA test.
It said it.
Mm-hmm. Richard, it won't let you down.
No way.
So, the DNA company is reaching out to Vanessa. And they're texting. They're trying to get a hold of her.
Yes. Hello. It is us at DNA's R Us. And we're really sorry to ruin your holiday season. But something, a little problem has come along.
What do you mean here? A problem has came along?
You did, in fact, take a DNA test. And right. It was 100%. Switched.
What do you mean
we
switched?
We did a quick switcheroo Friday, which I got to be honest, is something we're trying here at the office.
What do you mean switcheroo Friday?
I don't think it's going well. We find two DNA tests with the same name attached.
How often does that happen?
Oh, I don't know. It happens occasionally, but we try to keep it to a minimum. We'd love to keep our jobs. And so we thought maybe the second Friday of every month, to spice it up, we'd do a switcheroo. And it turns out that there's a lot of people that do not like that. And you have just been caught in the crossfires here, if I'm being honest.
So there's another Vanessa.
Yes, and she actually should be with your supposed family at this juncture.
So do I have a father?
And no, you do not. We believe that there was a Truman Show Immaculate Conception of some sort. There was a test tube involved. That's the best we can figure. I'm sorry, but this is the last you'll hear from us. We do apologize. Please use us for all your DNA needs in the future, though.
Thank you, DNA.
Or us.
So she's pretty shocked by this news. A switcheroo. Who saw it coming? Surely she's going to sue or something. But you know what? As is the case, it's tough to find the time to explain to your new father that DNARS switched up the test. It's tough to slip that into a conversation. Hey, I want enchiladas for dinner. Can't wait to make cookies. Also, you're no longer my papa. But that's not my fault. Chris and Vanessa are really hitting it off. And Chris asks Richard, hey, can I date your daughter? And he proves that he's a father in the way that he responds it, which is very weird about the whole situation. But I think he's going to do it. The entire family, extended, everybody is there. Lots of people that don't say words, but they're in the background, show up on Christmas Eve. I would have loved to have been an extra in this mm-hmm. scene. Vanessa is starting to feel a little overwhelmed mm-hmm. by the switch.
Of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now is the time. They're like, you got to be in the picture. Got to be in the picture. Take one picture. And she's trying to smile. It's weird. And they say, let's take one more. And it's at this point that she says, I got to tell you guys the truth about DNA tests R Us. There's a switcheroo. There's a whole thing. Right in mid-picture, this is all happening. And so Chris isn't super happy about it. Feels like he's been bamboozled. Richard, a little confused about the whole situation. Yeah. Because it said, you know, you don't see that every day.
The DNA test.
DNA test switcheroo. Yeah. She's like, I think that I should leave. And, you know, they let her go. That night, Richard's looking through a box of pictures of hotties he's dated in the past and finds a picture. It finds a picture of a woman that he thought was Vanessa's mom, and it looks a lot like Vanessa, so maybe Vanessa really is my daughter. So he sends Christopher to chase down Vanessa and say, you got the good news. But then they decide, let's all go to the city. And so they show up and they do some caroling. And she comes downstairs and he says, look at this picture that I have that was in the pictures of all the other women. And she's like, oh my gosh, you are my dad?
Yes, hello there. So apparently our mistake is also a mistake.
What do you mean?
Apparently on that switch, we switched it a third time. It was like a third switch. You know that game where there's a quarter under one of the cups and they keep moving the cups all around? I don't know how it happened, but actually yours is okay.
So
your DNA test is good to go. You can trust us at DNA's R Us.
Fantastic.
Trustworthy. It's in our name.
It's... I,
It's not in your name.
It's not in your name. It's literally, it's just DNA. That's or false. Us.
Chris shows up. Chris shows up with a Christmas tree.
Anywhere in there.
Chris shows up with a Christmas tree. Do they kiss?
Yeah.
Let's see they do. And the family spends Christmas together and DNA tests R Us gets blood. And that, my friends, was my family Christmas tree.
Man, I had forgotten the name.
Yep.
That went on forever.
They get lawed.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll break this movie down, I think, with four segments.
We didn't get the hot toddy.
We've got
We've been
time.
Falling behind on the Tiddlywinks, and I'm going to be honest. And I don't. The razzle dazzle.
They kiss
not like
big
a
ones. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
We
they
were blown away by the last 20 minutes of this movie.
They kiss big ones. I'm so sorry, the everybody. They kiss big ones. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Doug Dahlmer. Oh, I'm very excited about this one.
Are you?
Guys, I've got your Christmas shopping covered. I know we keep saying it. We've got so many amazing sponsors this year, so many amazing Christmas gifts, but I'm very excited about this one because I got a couple of kiddos at home, and they love KiwiCo.
Dude, my kids too.
They love KiwiCo.
It's a game changer. Yep,
it's great.
It's the perfect holiday gift for your kiddos because they are interactive boxes that come to your house full of interactive activities for you to do with your kids, such as, you know, like making things. When I got mine, we made a little campfire. We went camping. We've put little stickers on a backpack. We had a lot of fun. And they're those type of boxes every single month. It's not just throwing your kid in front of a TV to watch a show. It's actually doing something with your kid and teaching them the mechanics behind these things. We love doing the arts and the crafts at the home, and these make it super, the Kiwi Box makes it super simple to do that because you get super cool hands-on science, art, geography projects delivered to your door each and every month. It is a fantastic gift. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Get it for your kids. Ask your parents to buy it for their grandkids. Whatever it is, this is a fantastic gift. And here's the good news is you're going to get 50% off your first month plus free shipping.
Wow.
On any crate line. That's 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with the code DECK at KiwiCo.com. That's KiwiCo.com. KiwiCo.com. Promo code DECK for 50% off plus free shipping on your first crate. And hey, guys, don't forget the entire month of DECK the Hallmark. The whole season, actually.
Yep.
Philo, 25% off your first 2 months. It's going to last you through the entire holiday season. Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, GAC, Lifetime, Up, all the channels that are playing these movies, these Christmas movies, got you covered. All you got to do is go to philo.tv/DTH. That's philo.tv/DTH. Yes. Hello, everybody.
Yes. Yes.
Hello. You are correct.
Correct, sir. Yes.
We're back. We're talking about My Family Christmas Tree. Mm-hmm. Let's start with a hot take, and let's start with my good friend Panda. Panda, you have been voted top 25 hot takers under 25.
Which is
fascinating. Which is
fascinating.
Fascinating, but you're not going to correct them.
I wouldn't.
Listen, it's not your fault they didn't do their due diligence.
Right. And
just looked at you and just Googled you. Google me!
They just saw me and they said, that's they a man said, who's under 25.
He's 2021, maybe, tops.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's see if you live up to your name.
This movie is bonkers. The ending is insane. The whole, is she part of the family? Is she not? Man, it's just wild. I like this movie a lot. I don't think I got to see Andrew Walker enough for my likings, but that said, I like Amy Teagarden. I thought that the movie overall had a lot of Christmas in it. There are some real bad moments in this movie. You have crazy, you have some really just bad movie making moments, but overall, it still won me over. It was charming. I liked the movie. Again, not going to end up in my top list, but it's fine.
this should come as no surprise that I absolutely love this movie.
Of course you do.
I loved all of it. I really love Amy Teagarden. I loved her in Christmas Delivered. I loved her in New Year's Resolution. She's mm-hmm. just a constant She's win. She's a constant win. She's a constant,
constant win.
Win. She's a constant mm-hmm. win. You guys know my boy, Andrew Walker. Just, he's there. I loved it. I loved the little, hey, I'm Tyler Hines. Here's your coffee.
Yeah, that's very a fun. Little bit.
Hallmark, I think they should keep doing that. Because, I mean, they're all filming in the same town. There's
no way that this is the only one.
So fun.
Yeah.
That's a fun way to keep the viewers engaged. And so I think it's really cool that they did that. That's the first I've ever known of that type of quick little, hey, here I am type of thing. I love this movie. It is so wild. It is so unbelievable. It is such a lawsuit. And I loved every second of it. It's just so great. I loved it. And I really liked the dad. I thought the dad was such a dad.
Could have been Andrew Walker's dad.
Could have been.
Could have been.
I love this movie. I thought it was a ton of fun. I don't know where it's going to end up. You guys know me.
Yeah.
I go home from here.
Yeah, you got to parse it
out. I go straight into the prayer closet. I spend time
in the war room.
Kind of hash it out. And we'll see where it ends up. We'll see.
Gotta go to the war room, baby.
Works on so many levels.
You gotta go to the war room.
This movie is a hot mess. Just a hot mess of a movie. It is nonsensical. A lawsuit is an understatement. A DNA testing company, even DNAs are us, calling someone. First of all, telling them that their father's an hour away, calling them and saying, just kidding, and then being like, psych, we were not just kidding. That is,
your
company will never work again.
There's a chance they still don't know.
So that's even worse.
Yeah. So he discovered it in his box of hotties.
And we've just decided that box of hotties picture was close enough for them. But he's got other pictures in that box of hotties. Maybe his daughter wasn't with this woman. It is a mess of a movie. Don't hold it under any scrutiny. It will not hold up at all. Andrew Walker is shoved to the side in this movie, just like Brendan Elliott was in Open by Christmas. It does end up rebounding because it kind of like gets a boost for being so bad it's good. Like the last 30 minutes of this movie are a laugh a minute. I mean, it is just... What's going on in this movie makes very little sense. I did not enjoy myself, but I did laugh a lot because of the company that I was with. So for that sake only, it's right there. This and Open by Christmas.
You were with the Chuckles crew.
Yeah, I was with the Chuckles crew. With this and Open by Christmas are going to both be somewhere out of the bottom five, nowhere near the top five. That's where they're going to end up.
Let's get to all the feels. Part of the show we talk about one of this movie gave us feels. Panda?
Man, I think the funniest part in this entire movie was when they take the picture after she has just told them that she's not related to them. And
it's on the timer, yeah.
And it's on the timer. That scene worked for me. I laughed. You know, what's interesting, I realized when I've mentioned getting Christmas feels before in some movies, like last movie, Open by Christmas, I had some good Christmas feels. I realized it's an aesthetic for me. It's not that this movie didn't have Christmas. It's that the type of aesthetic that they went for with the Christmas year just didn't do it quite
for
me.
All those inflatables don't really do it for you, huh?
I love the inflatables. Inflatables are great. It just, I like the darker lighting.
Not the aesthetic that gives you feels, though.
It was fine. It was fine. It was fine.
You sure that the inflatables not your feels?
Not your feels. Those giant inflatables, not your feels.
Not my feel.
That's so wild.
The inflatables, my feels. So the he has this inflatable that goes out. And
he said there's not enough duct tape to fix it.
Whatever. And she brings a new inflatable. She loves getting gifts, and she knew that this would mean a lot to him. And then this is just giant, bigger than the house, which I thought was funny. It worked for me. I thought it was great.
Yeah, no, it's a no for me.
This
movie is absurd, and I could never wrap my brain around it taking it seriously in any regard long enough to have any feels all aside from laughing at the plight of this DNA company, which I did find hysterical. Imagine Ancestry or 23andMe or one of these other companies being like, here's the thing. We really crapped the bed here. I don't know what to tell you. Like, it was just funny. The rest of this movie, absolutely not.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll do the wait, what's and the what the hallmarks and maybe some more here at Hallmark. I guess we're back.
Trace, you okay?
Yeah.
Sound like you're in pain over there.
I am.
What happened, Trace?
You guys know Band-Aids?
Yeah.
The company? Yes, I do.
No, the band.
The band Band-Aids?
Yeah.
No, I do not know the band Band-Aids.
Okay. I get it.
Let's get to wait, what's. And
what just happened?
What do you mean?
No, just go. Let's get to wait, what's. You're right. You're right. I'm wrong.
Panda?
First of all, I hate to be that guy, but it's, they pointed out before, they do the gold Frankenstein and myrrh. and I know I'm that guy. I get it.
Be that guy.
I'm going to be that guy. Are. Listen, guys, listen, Frankenstein. Is the doctor who created the monster. He is not the monster. Yet they...
if I had a nickel.
I know it. And they... But again, they sit there and they say, wouldn't it be wild if Frankenstein was at the nativity scene? It would probably still be relatively boring because Dr. Frankenstein himself...
Dr. Frankenstein would be like, oh man, I'm witnessing history.
This is fantastic.
This is fantastic.
Yep.
I'll stay out of the way.
And then he would get the sheep to somehow swap bodies with the cow.
And then they do the gift at the end and it's the Frankenstein's monster.
It's Frankenstein's monster. Yeah. Now that would be horrifying. Frankenstein's monster, but
that would be
that would be terrifying. Yeah,
the whole, all of them, oxen, everybody would be in trouble.
Everybody at that point.
The lamb keeping time, not a chance.
No, he wouldn't. Little drummer boy
in his belly.
Yep, drummer boy gone.
In this world, Frankenstein's monster, he eats giant animals.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know why
he does. And drummer boy as well.
Can't believe we're still going with this. But here we are.
We have got to talk about the lip sync.
Oh, can we?
The little girl.
The little girl, they wrong. They did you wrong.
It was.
Girl, they did you wrong.
It's a shame, too.
Dirty.
It was.
Can you imagine this poor little girl?
This is her chance.
Her parents invite the whole church over. Way, little Cindy's going to be on TV. She's making her acting debut. Everyone crowds around. And that's what they did to her.
What happened? She's singing. The track that's singing isn't even close.
Not even close. And I don't know. It's a shame because.
A shame.
Because she had already, this girl was already struggling with her singing, like in the actual movie itself. Like she's sitting there like, struggling. I'm not good. But like, it's just, I felt so bad. Yeah. I feel so bad for that kid. It was an embarrassing scene. I can't believe Hallmark let that air. I cannot believe that Hallmark let
it. No one saw that and was like, we can't show her. Like, we have to show
that. That was what they were working on, like, the day that this movie aired. Like, maybe, hopefully it gets fixed by the time it, you know, airs again. Good. And like
they're not going to let that stand, right?
You can't. You guys, you got to fix it. Like, just let it.
It is so bad. Anyway, and the final thing is they're caroling, and then the dad just randomly brings up two people on stage. His fake daughter who turns out to be real daughter. Yeah, but then he brings her up, and then I just don't understand from a caroling standpoint. I don't understand what's happening with that scene. It's a weird scene. I'm not opposed to it, but if I'm up there in front of everyone, I'm not calling you up on stage to carol randomly. Maybe that's just me.
Maybe
it's just all about me.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
It's carol singers. Carol Singer. It's a bit that I do.
Yeah, clearly.
I have Carol. Carol Singers.
Nice to meet you.
You guys know Band-Aid?
Band-Aids is what you said.
Yeah.
The band Tracy. Band-Aids. Tracy.
Yep. Going back to Frankenstein, and I'm not going to harp on Frankenstein anymore. What I am going to harp on is the fact that she says that Frankenstein would have made the nativity exciting.
It's pretty exciting.
Oh, I don't know. Just the person we've been waiting for has arrived. as a baby. Is that not exciting for you?
Meh.
We've been waiting for the promised Messiah. And here he is. But if only Frankenstein was here to bring in some fun.
We could spice it up a little bit.
Unbelievable. How dare you? Who closes their eyes during O Christmas Tree? This guy does. He's singing O Christmas Tree and he's just in
he
worship.
Getting in his
feels,
like, man.
It's like Hillsong.
He is just
come on.
Spirit moves when it moves, man. I don't know what to
Spirit
tell
you. Lead me, oh Christmas tree. Something like that.
Yeah.
So they go to the carol singers at the end.
Carol.
They show up and they're looking up at her apartment. They're singing and she clearly comes to the window, looks down, and then backs away, clearly coming down. No, they keep looking up. They are their eyes
still sing
up
the whole time.
Sing because she might come back to the window. You don't
know.
You don't know. She might come back to the window. Dad, there is going to be a conversation at some point where your current wife. I don't know when this conversation is going to happen. I don't know when this conversation is going to happen, but you're going to have to explain why you have that picture.
Yep.
In a hidden box.
I just don't know. I don't know
how
you can get away with
it. But yeah.
I don't know when that conversation is going to happen.
I don't know how.
But you're going to have to explain how, why.
But also, how is that not the first thing that you would do?
Oh, let me go check my box of holidays.
Like, I think I might have a picture of your mom, you know, that I kept.
That I...
For some purpose. I don't know why I kept it. But I did.
So bad.
You, child, do not have a photo of your mom.
Yeah.
This guy does.
Let me just go see what I got.
Let me check the Polaroids.
Listen,
let me just check.
I have a box.
The only thing worse than having a box of hotties is going, I'm not going to utilize that box of hotties to check to see if this is your biological mom or not until I 100% have to. How? How? That's absurd.
Dan?
Yeah, huge one for me. She doesn't have a single picture of her mom, even though she was around for 9 years. But you've got one. Can't believe it. Early in the movie, her best friend says that she got her DNA test back, and she said she's 4 or 40. We didn't know. I think she says, I'm 4% Brazilian. And Amy Teagarden's character pipes back, well, that explains a lot. Calm down with the Brazilian hatred, Amy Teagarden. What could it possibly explain for someone to be 4% Brazilian that would necessitate that response? Like, what has been your experience with people in the 5-10% Brazilian range that make you think 4% explains something, or 40% for that matter? I just, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. There are a lot of interesting choices made by the children actors in this movie. That's the sentence. I'll move on. She talks about what her childhood was like with her mom. And she said, well, dad was gone and it was just me. So my mom made it really special. And they lived in New York. We'd go see the Rockefeller tree and eat a meal. I just don't know how that is really special. I don't.
I disputed this when Dan.
Well,
said,
you said you're happy. You didn't even like going, but you're happy you did it. You go
it
once.
Special.
You never been. You go once. Great. You make you go more than once. It's your tradition. But to say something's really special, I feel like there's got to be more to it than a meal and seeing a tree.
You don't feel like that tradition.
I think it's awesome.
Special?
If all of us were that close to New York City, we'd go to the Rockefeller tree. It's the coolest thing. It's the coolest tree I've ever seen. I want to be very, very clear. It's the coolest tree I've ever seen. But the idea that someone that lives in New York, the version of their special Christmas that was extra, extra special is see a tree, eat a meal. That's just not enough to make it extra special, in my opinion.
I just disagree, man.
Vote, vote, vote.
Vote, vote, vote. Go to the vote, vote, vote. That's what you got to do. They I'm sorry, I completely lost my train of thought there. He says, It's a Wonderful Life. She says, It's a Wonderful Life is my favorite movie. And the dad looks at her and is like, it's mine too. And it, in his eyes, it is this moment where he's like, we're definitely father and daughter. It's a Wonderful Life is the favorite. It's both of our favorite movies. This has to be, bro, it's like half of America's favorite movie. It is not special that It's a Wonderful Life is both you and your supposed daughter's maybe, maybe not favorite movie. But lastly, and my biggest one that we've not talked about, which is the DNA testing company, the photo that this guy has.
I love that. Everyone's getting so mad at you.
Oh, really?
Just about all of your Weight Watchers.
It's a joy.
Yeah, that's fine. Go for it. You guys were, I saw you were both staring. I see a lot of all caps.
It's
over
a lot
here.
Of anger.
Anger.
If you want to get angry at me in real time, it just costs you $10 a month. That's all it costs you. And for some of you, it's probably worth it. It's good therapy. Please go for it. The biggest one
I would
for me,
say not good therapy. We'll talk about BetterHelp in another episode.
Yeah. BetterHelp. Yeah. Maybe it's good therapy. It's a good starting point, I would say.
Sure.
The biggest wait what for me is just how long she waits to come clean about this. I understand she's found a home for the first time. She's done a great job acting in this movie and understanding what belonging is like and really missing a family. But for her to continue to be like, I got to talk to you about something, and for like a hot chocolate spill to keep her from saying, hey, I'm not your daughter, it just is absolutely, it's as bad as dad holding onto the box of hotties. Like it's that bad.
I beg to differ.
Like when I say not having the box is worse, but not immediately. As soon as she comes in, he should be let me see if I got a picture. As soon as she finds out that the DNA's RS has screwed up the test, she needs to get down there and tell somebody.
I don't think it's that easy.
It isn't easy. It's necessary.
Yeah, it might be necessary, but easy not being easy often overshadows necessity. Until necessity boils over.
Necessity means necessary.
I understand. It is necessary.
Okay.
But when it happens.
Okay. It's fine if she stays quiet all movie. If she stays quiet and then blurts it out, you have a valid point. She doesn't. Three times she goes, I got to talk to you. And something dumb happens and she doesn't.
That's not true.
No.
As somebody who lost their mom.
But she's trying to tell them. And then she just stops because of dumb reasons. That was just absurd to me.
Nah, you're absurd to me.
You're absurd.
Everybody
to me.
Get it. Everybody, pile on. Yeah.
Pile on. Please.
Let's talk about the box of hotties again. Scotty too hottie.
Scotty too hottie.
No, just me.
You give it a shot. Go for it.
As he was a wrestler. Named Scotty.
Scott Hall.
Might have been.
He just changed his name to Scotty Too Hottie.
Google search
Scotty Too Hottie.
He used
great.
To be Razor Ramon. Scott Hall did. So
no,
I
it was
Scotty
not Razor
hottie.
Ramon.
Yeah,
no.
Guy.
Well, this is not important. It is. You guys know.
Yeah.
Is that it? Let's get the what the hallmark.
Yep.
Part show. We wonder what could be maybe good question. Panda.
Well, I mean, obviously, I want to know if the DNA company ends up getting sued, but I also want to talk about the box of hotties one more time. And again, I like to pose a question. I don't feel like it's ever socially acceptable to hold on to an ex's picture for a long period of time. Like,
I think it's definitely shady. I think it's shady doings.
I just don't know how you can excuse what he does because he's digging, he's got, let's add on to this. He's got half a dozen boxes up there in that closet. He gets one box out that appears to be all letters and pictures. What's going on there? What all is he saved?
I it's a weird thing to save.
You just can't, there's no.
Unless the ex was a part of both you and your significant other's life, and those pictures are like together or whatever. I think you got to do some soul searching here and just ask yourself, why keeping this box?
I just think it's a strange thing. It's convenient he did have it, though.
it is super really convenient.
It's the one time where I think being a little shady pays off.
Oh,
well, the problem is they painted themselves to the corner because the DNA place, which is my what the hallmark is, why did they call her and say they switched it? Right? You guys are reading comments. You don't even listen.
No, I heard you.
No, I wasn't listening.
Yeah. Why are they? Why did the DNA place call and say they switched it if they didn't switch it?
Because it was a glitch.
What?
So my what the homework is this other Vanessa. Is there another Vanessa?
At all.
At all. Was it just a big hiccup? Like they doubled her file or something? How did this happen?
It's a
Who
mess.
Who is this other Vanessa? Is she really his daughter?
It's a mess.
Like, yes, she says, oh, that's my mom. But I don't know. Maybe she wants to believe that.
Yeah.
Maybe she wants to believe that.
Yeah.
This is the first family. He bringing me this picture. It looks like it could be. You know what I mean?
I will say this. A lot of people are chiming in that they have pictures of exes, et cetera. One of them said, but I'm still single. One of them said, do I have to get rid of my prom pics because I went with an ex? Like, I think what we're saying is it's very weird to have individual portraits of women that you used to date years and years ago. And
as a marriage, when you're in a serious or relationship.
I want to be clear. The double down of awful here is that he doesn't immediately go and get this picture out to confirm that that's her mom at the beginning of this movie.
But he does go look for it at one point. He just he goes and looks at first and then doesn't find the picture.
So then when he goes, he knows the exact box it's in. He doesn't go through all those boxes. He at the end of the movie, he goes, he takes two boxes off. He gets right to the third box, takes it out, digs through and goes, here it is.
Maybe he just hadn't tried that box yet and it was the last one.
The third one down is the last one on the left side.
Sometimes those boxes are real tricky.
It's tough. The DNA testing company, real bad. The double switch, whatever, real bad. Her not telling, we can disagree. Him keeping all of these pictures and then deciding, let me dig through there. What are we doing?
I think prom pictures are fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, prom pictures are fine.
You're in those pictures.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Fine. That's different.
These are just self-portraits. Just portraits of just this girl.
So you're saying the poster I still have of Hillary Duff hanging up in my room still weird, huh?
You didn't date Hillary Duff?
No, but I
bury
just
the lead.
Yeah, wait a minute.
I used to have a Hillary Duff poster hanging up in my
room
as a teenager.
Go for that. You keep it.
What did your parents think of that?
You know, we never,
I would have never hung up a picture of a poster of a girl on my door, or my walls, just because I didn't want to have that conversation.
I think,
Hillary Duff's so hot. Yeah, so did you have that conversation? Your mom walks in?
A friend bought that poster for me and I hung it up on the back of my door. I think I was a senior in high school and I think my parents were just like, let's just not address it. And he's about to move out. So I think,
we're through this guy.
And I was senior year and I was writing.
Our work's done.
How about you hung a Hillary Duff poster up in your room as a senior in high school?
Yeah.
That is when you did this? Oh, be ashamed. Be very ashamed. As a senior in high school, I was thinking 12-year-old Panda put a Hillary Duff.
I was 18.
You could
I was
vote
18.
In
Absolutely.
An election.
Yep. And I slapped that poster right up.
Oh, my gosh.
It was great.
That is hysterical.
It was right in the back of my door. I still remember it. It was great. The teal was beautiful. She was standing against the teal background, and it clashed against the colors of my room. But, I mean, she just, man. It was highlighted,
For
man.
Those that
awesome.
Are concerned, Hillary is older than Panda. So, it's all above board.
It all checks
all
out.
Above board.
It's all above board, everybody.
Yeah.
So, I just want to get this straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
In 2006-ish.
Yeah. That is accurate.
I was married.
No, it was.
I was married in 06.
It was no. I,
and you
I think
were
it was,
tacking up a picture of Hillary Duff on your bedroom door.
It was October. If it makes it a little better, it might have been October of 2005.
Good gracious! Good gracious!
Yeah,
this is fantastic.
That's when that was
Prime Duff.
Prime Lizzie McGuire. Lizzie McGuire movie?
The Lizzie McGuire movie for sure. Agent Cody Banks. That
Classic.
Was from
Frankie.
Yeah.
She had already, I know that one.
Yeah, she had already.
I had a poster of Frankie on my door.
That was
October of 2005.
Last year,
and
though.
Now.
Yeah.
And
of course.
Now. Yeah. No, that was Metamorphosis that already come out. That was a great album. I still listen to that.
All right, man. You need to stop coming clean right now.
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah, I see what you did.
All right. Don't worry, guys.
So yesterday.
All right.
We did it.
How do you segue out of that? You just don't. You just say we're going to be back tomorrow. With Ice Wine Christmas, Lifetime movie that a lot of people are saying isn't good. But Dan, you don't have to watch it. That's the fun thing about the Lifetime movies. We just explained it to you. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.